Andy Connell Show is sponsored by Bell and Pollock Accident and Injury Lawyers.
Now, it's Mandy Connell on KOA News Radio, the voice of Colorado.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the tiniest edition of the Mandy Connell Show we've had in some time. We are going to give the station to the Colorado Rockies at 12:30. They will be playing some baseball coming after a really big win yesterday. You guys, I watched the game yesterday. I think that's why they won. I'm pretty sure. Based on our conversation yesterday about baseball superstitions, so I'll be watching the game today. Just to give them the edge they need.
If they win today, you may end up watching like 155 games.
Until they lose, Dave.
Until the
charm is broken.
So you've made a pledge to do that now.
Yeah, yeah. Until they lose, I'll be watching the games. We have a huge blog because we have a tiny show and we're doing of the day at 12:20. So let's just jump in and spend the next 12 minutes talking about the news of the day. You can find it all on KOANewsRadio.com. Look for anything that says full schedule Mandy Connell or the headline that says Mandy's Thursday blog. It's a tiny but mighty show before baseball. Click on that, and here are the headlines you will find within.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, and all the ships and clippers at sea. Let's go to press flash.
Today on the blog, baseball takes over at 12:30, but that won't stop us. Grant's new podcast is up, and it's on overcoming brain injury. Joe Biden cheered the move of the All-Star game, but the Masters is another story. The left has adopted the right's purity culture, only without sex. Do you really want the state that screwed up unemployment in charge of your health care? After ending homelessness in 10 years, Hick can now enjoy his own homeless camp. Officer Eric Talley's mortgage has been paid. An audit of the Denver DA's office shows bias, but not what you might think. New York's hubris will be other states' gains. My degree as an internet doctor is vindicated. And now the voices of Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's just Nolan being Nolan for the Cardinals. Senator Joe Manchin says no go on busting the filibuster. AOC weighs in on the Israeli-Palestinian process with 2 minutes of word salad. I'm going to need 10 weeks off for music rehab. Former NFL player kills a family with children and then himself. LeVar Burton for Jeopardy host? There's a movement for that. Another big-time Hollywood producer is a horrible person. This is a great story on how hard conservatives are having to work to be seen. And Biden's policies have created a record-breaking water crisis. Those are the headlines. You guys wanted something to do during baseball. Ta-da! Okay? I did this for you. For you guys and girls out there. There's so much stuff on the blog. So we're going to go top to bottom today. I normally work my way back up from the top, from the bottom to the top. So a couple things happen right before the... Oh, first thing is, if you don't want to listen to baseball, please consider zipping on over to iHeartRadio's app and listening to Grant's new podcast, Taking It For Granted. He's got an episode with Lauren, what's her last name?
Fullerman.
She survived a traumatic brain injury and is now acting as a resource guide for others going through the same thing. Remember when Joe Biden thought it was an awesome idea to move Major League Baseball's All-Star game from the absolutely racist state of Georgia, and he commended them on doing so? Well, funny, super funny. He actually is now, when asked directly about the Masters, said, you know, it's about those folks that would, those hourly wage folks that would be hurt. Apparently, only the hourly wage folks in Columbus, Georgia matter. The hourly wage folks who would have benefited the most from the All-Star game in Atlanta do not. Just throw
and
that
now
out
it's
there.
All corporations, they have to make their own decisions, yeah. Oh, yeah. Individually.
You know, yeah. Corporations need to do what they feel is right. And you know, yeah. The Masters, they can do what they feel is right. Yeah. Very interesting column that's under the headline, The Left Has Adopted the Right's Purity Culture Only Without Sex. And it's from The Week. It's an op-ed in the Week, which is not a right-wing organization. And they make the argument that there is this zeal among progressives to prove themselves the best at following rules. They're the people who are wearing two masks outside when they're nowhere near anybody else. They're the people that you see out in the middle of the forest alone on a trail that are wearing masks. Those people, you know who I'm talking about. And if you're that person, I'm judging you. I am judging you so hard, and I want you to feel the weight of my judgment as I walk past you and think to myself, dumbass. I want you to know what's happening. If you're in the middle of a trail and I see you 75 feet way ahead of me and you have a mask on, that's what I'm thinking. And so is everyone else. There's one thing to be safe. It's another to just be ridiculous. But this column is very interesting about how if you do not toe the line in a certain way and the right way, then you are not the best at being a rule follower. And it's a really great column. There's a very interesting argument to be made as the Colorado legislature tries to figure out a way to create a public option in Colorado. If you look at what's happening with the Colorado Department of Labor and the Unemployment Department right now, where we are currently $1 billion in the red and more people have falsely applied for unemployment benefits than have applied for unemployment benefits. You want those people in charge of your health care? Yeah, me neither. Me neither. So you can read that on the blog today. Remember, John Hickenlooper, when he was governor, he was going to end homelessness, Dave. You were here for this. I wasn't here for the beginning of the end of the ending of homelessness. But now, in a rich moment for me personally, there's now going to be a sanctioned homeless camp just down the street from John Hickenlooper's $2.5 million mansion in Park Hill. Now, Dave, do you know why they're moving it? This is my favorite part of this whole story that people are not really talking about. They're moving it from its current location in Capitol Hill because the neighbors complained that having a sanctioned homeless camp did nothing to stop other homeless people from creating unsanctioned homeless camps in their neighborhood. So we can only hope that John Hickenlooper is lucky enough to get his own unsanctioned homeless camp right in front of his mansion. I would love that. I would love that. Anyway, that's on the blog today as well. Officer Eric Talley's mortgage has been paid. This is a good story, a feel-good story today. After everything that's gone on for the Boulder community, the officer who was killed in the Boulder supermarket shooting has now had his mortgage paid by an organization called Tunnel to Towers. And I think that organization is really cool. They do it not just for police officers, but they do it for other first responders who are killed in the line of duty. They pay off the mortgage of their family home. And that's a wonderful, wonderful gift to give a family that's in mourning, to not have a house payment to worry about anymore. That's a big, big deal. An audit of Denver's DA office shows some bias, but not the way you think. And I want you to read this article just to get to this part that I have screen grabbed on the blog today about how people in the district attorney's office say that some cops have encounters with police that are very suspect. And so district attorneys are dismissing charges. And when asked directly if they took the concerns to the police officer, the DAs actually said, no, actually, I should do that. That's actually something I should do. And I will do that. I'm going to add that to my to-do list. So they're dismissing cases because cops are bringing in suspect situations and they're not calling the police on it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say you should get up in someone's face and create a problem, but there's got to be some mechanism in place to say, hey, I'm having a problem with this particular officer. Someone needs to talk to him or her. It's crazy. Read the story. New York. You know, New York, Dave, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, right? Well, I'm guessing that's how the super rich are going to feel after New York, which has almost the highest tax rate in the country, personal income tax rate, is now going to raise it again. And they're going after the super rich. Now, granted, I would love to make $5 million a year. Like, I would love to be in the category where this was a real problem, okay? But that's not happening anytime soon. But that being said, this is also the category of person that can move. I mean, Rush Limbaugh uprooted his entire operation after being in New York for like 20 years and just said, I'm done with you coming after me and I'm done with you getting my money to do things that are in direct conflict with my belief system. And it won't be about belief system for most people. It'll be about screw you. I've given you enough of my money. Why would you stay? It's cold. You can now see Broadway shows anywhere around the country. You just have to wait a year. I mean, why? I understand California. They have fabulous weather. I get it. But New York, I think they are suffering from a huge case of hubris. That's on the blog today. I am so pleased to announce that my degree as an internet doctor has been vindicated by a new study that says Googling your symptoms can help you properly diagnose yourself. So I've long been an internet doctor,
Mandy, and now
I saw an apology.
I'm the one that sent it to you.
Yeah, I
saw this article and I said, oh, Mandy will love this.
Yep.
It'll make her internet doctor recognition valid now.
Exactly. I think I'm going to have my own little graduation ceremony. Make myself some tassels, you know, little hat.
Do I have to call you Dr. Connell?
No. It's because really it's an honorary degree. It would be embarrassing.
Okay.
Like if I had a, you know, an advanced degree in education or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, we also
that couldn't happen.
We have a great video on the voices of Rocky and Bullwinkle. It is so good. An update on how Nolan Arenado is doing in St. Louis. I literally like vomited in my mouth when I typed.
Here's the update. He's still great.
I
know he is. I know
Definitely.
He is. No word on how the St. Louis Cardinals are burning through the $50 million that we sent them with Nolan Arenado. That's going to be a bitter pill for a long time. Senator Joe Manchin has said no go on busting the filibuster. He's saying, nuh-uh.
We need him to change parties and stop
officially,
tap dancing.
Officially, he has also said he will not recommend that they use budget reconciliation to pass the huge infrastructure / Democratic slush fund bill that they want to pass.
Hey,
so
Mandy,
that's a problem.
What do you think the reaction of the executive branch would be if Manchin changed parties right now?
I don't know. I hope I can't even. That's I can dream, Dave. I can dream.
Wow.
Let me get through the rest of this because we got to do of the day. I'm going to need 10 weeks off for music rehab. Music can be just as addicting as alcohol. Read that on the blog today. I also have a nifty 2-minute conversation of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez trying to explain Israeli and Palestinian peace. It is the most epic word salad in the history of word salads. You should watch that. Horrible story about an NFL player who killed a family and then himself. LeVar Burton wants to be Jeopardy host. And I got to say, give LeVar a chance. Give him a chance. I did not like Aaron Rodgers. No.
Has he done it already?
No. Aaron Rodgers bored the tears out of me. I couldn't do it. I could not. He's too monotone. He's trying to be serious and smart, and it's not working for me. It's just not. He would need serious coaching on that. Also, great article by Christian Toto on what conservatives are doing to try and be part of the entertainment landscape. And then you got to read about the border crisis. We're now at an epic, record-breaking crisis of unaccompanied children who were invited over by Joe Biden's words, and the Biden administration still will not accept responsibility. We'll talk about all this stuff and the new executive order, but now it's time for the most exciting segment on the radio of its kind in the world of the day. We've got BK. Rob, you got to unmute yourself. Rob's here as well. Can Rob? Oh, I got to unmute myself. Hang on. What am I doing over here? I'm unmuting. There we go. Rob, you got to unmute yourself now. I'm sitting here going, why won't Rob unmute himself? And now I know why, because I was muted too. All right, Dave, unmute yourself or we're not going to be able to hear you. Technology people. Okay, we got to do a quick of the day because it has to be perfect today because we are going to toss to Rockies baseball at exactly 12:25. Hit it. What's the word of the day, please, Dave?
Word of the day is an adjective.
Okay.
Risible, R-I-S-I-B-L-E, risible.
Doesn't it mean you can make a person angry, like they're quick to anger or something like that?
Absolutely not.
Dang it.
It's a cracker.
A cracker?
You never had a risible?
No.
They're delicious with cheese.
No, that's Rob, everybody. He's in for the day. BK's here as well. Anything, BK?
Anyone else? No?
It just means to get up. I was sitting...
No.
It means exactly the opposite of what Mandy said. It means causing laughter.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Not anger.
Today's trivia question is, which Real Housewives star spent time in prison between appearances on TV? Oh, yeah, I knew this. If I thought about it, I'm embarrassed. Teresa Giudice, moving on. What's our Jeopardy category?
Category for today, board game history.
Board game. Wait, hang on. I got to write down BK, Rob, Mandy, Grant. Okay, let's go.
Okay, in the 1950s, Parker Brothers took a French game called Conquest of the World and turned it into...
Mandy?
Rob?
I don't know.
Grant, did you hear?
Well, I think it was Mandy.
Okay. We're going to go do our backup, Judge, and I'm going to say, what is Risk?
You are correct. Next one. While out of work, Alfred Butts created this word game by mixing anagrams. Yes.
What is Scrabble?
Correct. Invented by a wealthy couple while aboard their large boat, this game sounds...
Brandon.
Oh.
No?
What is checkers?
That is wrong.
Rob. What is Yahtzee?
Correct.
Oh, nice. Get out! That is nice. Awesome, Rob. I am impressed. Rob. Well done.
Okay, Charles Darrow created this game in the Depression while dreaming of fame, fortune, and his summers at the Jersey Shore. Rob.
Brandon.
I thought it was Brandon. He said Brandon. Brandon said it first.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
What is Monopoly?
You are correct.
Oh.
And finally, imported from India, this game had you climbing to God by landing on a virtue, but a serpent
ate
you on a... Mandy.
What is Chutes and Ladders?
That's wrong.
What?
Can you finish a clue?
By landing on a virtue, but a serpent ate you on a vice.
What is it?
It is Snakes and Ladders.
Oh, come on!
Imported from India. That is not
well, now we got a three-way tie. Me, BK, and Rob are tied. Dang it. We got 55 seconds.
Okay, here is
here we
NBA
go.
Retired jerseys.
NBA?
Yes.
I'm out.
Here we go. Los Angeles Lakers number 32.
Brandon.
Who is Irvin Magic Johnson?
You are correct.
All right, congratulations,
can
BK. No, that's it. We're all done with that category. Why didn't you just tell us we didn't have time and BK was the winner since you chose retired jersey numbers? Really?
It was the category that was right.
Uh-huh.
There.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess
all right.
Larry Bird's in there.
That's you being thrown a bone, BK. We got to throw the ball right over to the Colorado Rockies. We'll be back tomorrow with a mostly normal show. But in the meantime, enjoy the game or Grant's podcast right here on KOA News Radio.